This is The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche.
In this show, we talk to Mason Porter about brain flexibility and learning speeds. But first, here are the headlines.
A joint US and Chinese team have found a new method of boosting the efficiency of thermoelectric devices. Thermoelectric materials conduct electricity when they are exposed to a gradient of temperature and can be used to generate electricity from wasted heat energy. They found that by mixing small amounts of the metals sodium and selenium into an alloy with a common thermoelectric material called lead telluride, the electrical performance of the device more than doubled. This method could lead to the use of thermoelectric alloys to reduce the amount of energy that common mechanical devices lose as heat, allowing them to use electrical power more efficiently.
The findings of a group of UK researchers could revolutionise the way we contain outbreaks of the livestock disease foot and mouth. A carefully controlled experiment that tracks symptoms and infection rates has shown that the period of time that an affected animal is infectious is much shorter than previously thought and occurs, on average, half a day after the animal starts to show symptoms. This discovery suggests that, with improved methods for symptom monitoring and early diagnosis, mass culling of animals to contain an outbreak like the 700,000 cattle culled in 2001 could be avoided.
A group of insects, known as tree hoppers, are now known to have evolved a third set of wings for the purpose of camouflage. Tree hopper species have a large variety of oddly shaped organs called helmets attached to their bodies, which mimic the appearance of thorns or seeds. These structures were noticed to have veins, unlike the rest of the insect's exoskeleton. This eventually led to the discovery that they are actually a highly adapted pair of wings. This is a surprising finding. Animals are known to frequently evolve new body parts by altering or modifying existing ones, but the acquisition by an insect of an entirely new pair of limbs has never before been discovered.
A study has shown that people who show greater brain flexibility and use a wider range of brain area combinations appear to learn more quickly. I spoke to Mason Porter, an Oxford mathematician, who collaborated on the study.
So, there was both experimental stuff and computational things. The experimental things were done in Santa Barbara in a psychology laboratory, and basically people came in and there was an fMRI machine to measure different signals in their brain when they were doing a task. So the task that they were asked to do is kind of like seeing things that look like musical notes, and it'll indicate which button to press, and then they'll press some button in some sequence, and there's some sequences that are common, some sequences that are rare, and so on. And so there's a question of, say, how fast they press the buttons and what the signals in their brain look like when they do this. And so you look at the signals in their brain, and there's something called a parcellation, which just means I'm going to separate the brain, not literally, into a bunch of different regions, and you have then the signals in each of those regions. And so as a function of time, you just see how much things are lighting up in different regions. Methods that I helped develop and codes were used by the lead author for this. So I came in very much on the theoretical end. This is the first time I've done anything in neuroscience. And so she applied the method that I helped develop to see which brain regions lit up at the same time.
By applying these methods to a large and complicated collection of experimental data, the team found that individuals that used more brain area combinations throughout the task showed the ability to learn quicker.
So in the series of experiments, what you want to see is a correlation between what happens in, say, experiment one and whether you do your task faster in experiment two. And so what we found is that having this sort of flexibility, and there's a mathematical formula that we actually use for this, successfully predicts higher learning.
That's all for this week's show. Join us again next week.